Great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
If you're turning 65 this year, you face one of the most critical choices for your retirement game plan, enrolling in Medicare Part B and choosing your Medicare supplement. I will help you safely navigate this process and find the health insurance plan that best works with your new Medicare coverage. Getting started is easy. Call me at 314-863-0008, 314-863-0008 to arrange for a free health insurance coaching session or email me at Aaron@jblfinancial.com.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on the McGraw Show, we'll have Post-Dispatch columnist Tony Messenger and an adoptable pet from the APA of Missouri. It's all starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550, KTRS.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We're here. Don't worry. We're just
organizing.
We're what you call procrastinators. We wait till the last second to come in here, and Peon seems to be in a bad mood, and he should be in a good mood. You ought to be in a great mood, actually.
Well, he's having problems with the computer.
Yeah. Frustrated.
That's not like this place to have an issue with 42-year-old equipment.
No.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here's why you should be in a good mood. By the way, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah. No, look at it. I can't even get to that.
No, you're faking. You're faking broken computer.
Oh, we didn't do it yesterday.
I was going to get to that. One listener zeroed in on what happened. Terry, oh. I believe it was Terry, and he emailed me essentially to tell me how brilliant what I did was. And you didn't even realize it.
No,
that was your birthday present.
Oh.
Was that you didn't have to play 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta.
Wow.
Very nice.
You didn't even catch it.
No.
Well, he did. He's very observant. Oh, my phone is popcorning.
The best birthday present he could ever have.
Yeah. You know that sound?
I'm
going to say hi to
the popcorn song.
That's enough. Thank you to Greg. Hello, Greg.
There you go. I got it.
Yeah, now we can roll. Can't really do a show.
Who's Greg?
Without that. He lives in Chicago, and he's on his way to St. Louis. And as you know, from the south part of St. Louis, outside Chicago, right?
Yeah.
You can pick us up all the way in here.
Oh, yeah.
And if you drive to Chicago, you don't lose us until you're, 30 miles from Chicago.
Yeah.
So he's in a good stretch of the country to listen to what we do.
Well, that doesn't make sense because for a long time.
No, Dan, don't go. Yeah. It's a long story.
I know.
Go ahead and tell it.
No, for a long time, they said when the Cardinals were over here.
What do you mean they were here? Cardinals were on this station?
Yeah, they were on the station for a while.
I didn't know that.
People kept saying that this signal wasn't...
was bad.
Was bad.
It didn't go very far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest signal of all the stations in St. Louis from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah.
So, as I said, welcome. Glad to have you with us. There's a lot of things to talk about, but I think first we need to do the Burke segment. And if you don't know what the Burke segment is, too bad. You should have listened a long time ago. We'll explain it again sometime. Anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Oh. All right. He plays bass. He used to be the assistant manager at Assembos. He used to sell cars. He worked at Sunny 101.
Yes.
He's a professor at a broadcasting school. And I have it. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
Here he is, Dan Strauss.
Oh, thank you
so
much, Frank. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you still having problems with that computer?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Okay. Last night, I was watching the news.
That's a great story.
Sitting at home.
That's a good one.
Oh, thank
you. Do you have anything?
I do.
What do you have?
Oh, I know. We're not finished.
I'm sorry.
I was watching the news with my girlfriend, Sandy, and we were watching Channel 2 news, and they had a story about this dog. The actual story is a horrible story because the dog was abused. The dog is on its way back, getting healthy. It's a chocolate lab, and it just looks like a really friendly, nice dog. Andy Banker was bending down, petting the dog, and they were leading into the story. While he's petting the dog and talking about what was going on, the dog looked like it had a smile on its face.
Mm.
I had to back my TV up, back the
DVR
up to check and see, because the dog seemed extremely happy.
You sent me a still image, and the dog was happy.
Yes.
And tell him how we know that.
Because the lipstick was sticking out. And what is it?
Dan's go-to term for a dog.
Yeah.
Weezer.
Lipstick. And other people call it the Red Rocket.
Well, those are good terms.
I know. And then they move on. So I thought, wow, that is like cutting edge news, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just showing everything. And then they go to another guy that has a rescue farm, and he was dealing with the dog and working with the dog also. And this guy, they had sound bites from this guy. Are you able to play?
Before you play this, you wonder what would make a dog so excited that his red lipstick would come out of his wiener.
Yeah.
And I think we know.
Oh, yeah.
Because and before we play this, on a stack of Bibles under oath, this is not edited.
No.
This has not been doctored in any way.
Mm-mm.
This is a clip, audio clip, right from the story as it aired last night on television. And as much as I don't want to play this, I think we have to. I think it's our place to alert and get people riled up, as they should be.
Yeah.
Play it.
I wasn't on him, and he grabbed the nearest thing, started beating him off.
Was that ever determined to be something appropriate for television?
I don't know.
Play it again. Play it again.
I don't know.
I mean, he grabbed the nearest thing, started beating him off.
Well, you know what? That is... Who do we call to get that station taken off the air?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's nervous laughter, by the way.
Nervous snorting, too.
Yes, I know.
Probably somebody at the station said, well, no, we'll slip this and nobody will notice.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a big kick out of it. Well, you know what? We did notice it, mister.
Yeah.
And we are the morality police.
Yes, we are.
Now, a lot of people are thinking, well, I didn't hear what I thought I heard. Play it again. Yeah, you did. Play it again.
I wasn't on him, and he grabbed the nearest thing and started beating him off.
Grab the nearest thing.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
A lot of times people refer to that private part as your thing. Oh, he had his thing out.
Right.
That's what my mother used to say, because she would not bring herself to say the word penis or anything. She, well, the police said he had his thing out. Yeah. He's having surgery, and his thing's being operated on.
His private was out. My mom used to call it private.
Singular?
Yes. Your private is
that's
out.
Interesting.
Private. In my case, Lieutenant Colonel. My Lieutenant Colonel is about... Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. It's disturbing.
Oh, I know.
To say the least. And Peon, you don't have anything?
I do.
Yeah, this is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very
much.
You're
welcome.
Another piece of audio we have here. Apparently, I don't know when this aired. It has to be recently, though. I will have the side-by-side two comparison clips to prove that this is actually was edited out. In the movie Back to the Future, you know, we all know that movie.
Sure. Dan, give him a little, what's his name?
Emmett Brown?
Dr. Emmett Brown. Give him a little of that.
Oh, 1.21 gigawatts!
Christopher Lloyd.
And that was not an actual lift. That was Dan. It was not a lift from the TV.
The defining scene in that movie, of course, is when the Libyan terrorists shoot Doc Brown for refusing to help build them an atomic bomb. He instead, you know, gives them a casing filled with pinball machine parts and steals their plutonium to use in his DeLorean. Towards the end of the movie, Michael J. Fox has to go back to 1985, but he wants to tell Doc what's going to happen.
Warn
he
him.
Wants to warn him.
Yeah.
So he writes a letter. And so TBS decided to edit out terrorist in the movie.
Oh,
when so here the first clip is from Spike TV, how it originally aired, and then we have the edited version right after this. It's
on the night that I go back in time, you will be shot by terrorists. Please take whatever precautions are necessary to prevent this terrible disaster.
Okay.
The Spike version.
Marty.
And then they actually, the camera shows a picture of the letter. All right, so.
Okay.
This is the TBS.
The night that I go back in time, you will be shot. Please take whatever precautions are necessary.
It's a horrible edit, too.
Yeah.
Here, I'll do it one more time.
You will be shot. Please take whatever precautions are necessary.
Well, they were trying to make sort of a when please, you're nervous,
right?
Please get.
And then not only that, but when they at the end when he's signing his name and they cut to the letter, they blur out the word. They
terrorist?
Just blanket out the word terrorist.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why that would be.
No, there's no one who can give you a reason why you wouldn't want that in there. Well, if we leave that in there, people might start thinking they're a terrorist. Well, there are.
People will get mad.
Yeah.
And also in this article, too, they mention another great edit, the movie Tropic Thunder. Did you ever see that with Tom Cruise and Robert Downey Jr.?
I know what it is.
Yeah.
There was
Robert Downey Jr. played the black guy.
Yeah.
And one of his lines in the movie is never go full, and he uses the R word, the R-E-T-A-R-D. But the edited version of that is...
I don't think we've reached the point where you have to
say
retarded.
So. Yes,
retarded,
yes.
So retarded.
That's the line.
Yeah.
And the edited version of that is never go full special.
Dan, what's the one that you mentioned where Bruce Willis in Die Hard, where he goes, yippee-ki-yay, mother blanker,
yeah.
And then they show the
melon
G-rated
farmer.
Version. Yeah, melon farmer. Yippee-ki-yay, melon farmer.
And Snakes on a Plane, it was, you know, the Samuel L. Jackson line was, I'm tired of these MF-ing snakes on this MF-ing plane. They go, I'm tired of these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Just bleep it. Don't try to.
I mean, that's one thing for bad words, but for terrorists to be edited out?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, that's just nuts to me.
I've never talked about this. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm done.
All right, we'll close the verse. I've never talked about this because it sounds like bragging. I don't like to do that. As you know, I interviewed Marlon Brando the day before he died.
Right.
You did? Oh, yeah.
And I've never played this clip because, again, it's pat himself on the back, maybe, but he actually had the vision and the forethought to realize that after he's gone, what if they need to edit The Godfather and make it a more G-rated thing. Who's going to do that?
Oh.
And he told me that he wanted me to do it.
I'm not really?
That's a true story, yeah. I have, for anybody who doubts it, I have the clip. I've never played it again because it's self-serving, but, you know, Dan and Peon are talking about these edits, so I'll never forget it. I was so flattered, and according to him, he'd already, in writing, he'd already told the studios, if there's any further editing, Frank O'Pinion is to do my voice. I'll play it for you right here.
You know, there's one thing that, Frank, as I get near my last days, I give some thought to this. You know, sometimes I take a movie and I want to make a G rating, a PG rating, and it's got some four-letter words in it.
Yes, Mr. Brando, I'm well aware of that.
Well, if they do that, and I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, but as far as I'm concerned, there's only one person, only one person that should do my voice. And Frank, that's you. I want you to do it.
See, there you go. There's the proof. There's the proof right there. From his own mouth right there. How about that?
Man, that now, was a long interview you had.
It was long. And the other thing I've never talked about, and this happened many, many, many years ago. I had a chance to interview Walter Brennan, the late, great Walter Brennan, who was the Amos McCoy on The Real McCoy. You people under 50, you may not know what we're talking about. But in an interview, this is really weird. Same thing. He said the same thing. You want me to play for him?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah, well, there's one more thing I didn't say. Yeah, God darn it, if you don't mind, I'd like to throw it out there.
Well, sure, Mr. Brennan, go ahead.
If anything ever happens to me, and it will one day, if you ever want to go back and edit my voice and change something, Frank, I'd like you to do it. That's my wish.
Wow. Flattered. I'm flattered. I was really flattered.
Yeah, it was weird.
What?
Mike Shannon called me.
Come on.
No.
Get out of here.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he said.
He's up there now. He's his 70s.
Yeah, I know. He said if anything ever happens to him.
That he wanted me to do his voice?
Yeah. He does not want me anywhere near the broadcast booth.
Well, his wish he should be, you know, what's the word, honored.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to take some calls, and then Scott Sherman, as you know, in the 4 o'clock hour, is going to come in here, and for better part of an hour, he's going to help you, all of you who have some legal issues or legal questions, and he's really good at it. He's one of those attorneys who can break this stuff down in the language we can understand, and if he can't help you, he'll send you in the right direction, and this has gone better than we ever expected it to go. It may be the most successful segment we've ever had. And you learn a lot. You know, you think your life is screwed up. Wait till you hear some of these people. And some of the people who have called, wow, you just think, how in the world does somebody's life get that messed up or complicated? So if you have some things, some issues, some questions, Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour. Now, we don't have a lot of time, but Dan, you have your harmonica?
I do.
In the car, I listen to satellite radio a lot, and the song 16 Tons came on. Pian, do you know that song? Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Only from you singing.
What do you get?
Okay, but there's a... And this snap.
Yeah.
Like that. And then that... And then he comes here. Some people say a man is made out of mud. And then, so what I'd like, and I think the audience would, is that da 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 da.
Okay.
If you play that on the harmonica, then I'll come in and people say a man is made out of mud. And then made out of mud. And then just a note. And then Peon, you could snap if you would.
Okay.
So it starts with the snap. But you got, there it is. Some people say a man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood. Skin and bone. The mind that's weak and the back that's strong. You know, 16 tons. What do you get? Another bit older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Wow.
Oh, man. Goodness.
Now, people are going to think we practice
on a stack of Bibles.
No.
If Jesus was standing right here and said, son, tell me the truth. Did you rehearse that?
What's no. I would say no. See? We did not. Crazy.
It's crazy. Few people could do that.
We are talented.
Never had a lesson. No. Not a lesson. Got to do some business. Oh, we got to take a break.
We need to do
a break. We'll get Mr. Londoff in here. And now, to introduce the traffic, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. You're welcome. Tim, I know you were impressed by that. But
I was just going along with the beat, man.
Oh, yeah. Crazy beat. Easy to dance to. Here's Tim Weiland with some traffic. Tim?
All right, Dan, we've got a new... They cleared the accident that was on southbound 270 near Page. You're jammed up from Dorset down to Page, then from 40 all the way down to midway between 44 and Gravois. There you have a multi-vehicle accident. It looks like about four or five cars. Three left lanes are blocked. EMS is on the scene. You do have eastbound 40 drivers now slowing from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have stop-and-go traffic from the Museal Veterans Bridge on eastbound 70 to just south of Highway 40 or the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on westbound Highway 40, traffic is slowing now. Kings Highway through McCausland. This report brought to you by Lowe's. Stop by Lowe's for great deals this spring, like Miracle-Gro garden soil, now 3 for $10. Offer valid now through June 14th. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
KTRS text line users are well-connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And, of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS.
When is it time to do something about your credit card debt? When conversations about money turn into arguments. When your kids' opportunities are put on hold. When family harmony turns to tears. When loving relationships suffer. You know then it's time to take action. If you owe $5, $10, or more than $20,000 in credit card debt, help might only be a phone call away. Call Credit Associates now for real solutions to end your credit card struggles. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-2624. If credit card debt is a burden for your family, we offer programs that could potentially save you thousands and help you get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. This is not a debt consolidation or a bankruptcy program. Let us settle your debt. One phone call might be the chance you need to get back to enjoying the family life you and they deserve. The experts at Credit Associates are here to help. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-2624. That's 1-800-500-2624.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Ritz kickoff to summer weekend is almost here. June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids Baseball Glove, a Six Flags Day, and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey fans, Mike Shannon here, and one of my favorite teammates I had the chance to play with was Orlando Cepeda.
Orlando came through. They're all jumping all over him.
Friday, June the 9th, the Cardinals face the Phillies. That night, it's Orlando Cepeda bobblehead giveaway, presented by AAA Insurance. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the bobblehead of the 1967 MVP. That's Friday, June the 9th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Comfort is something we all want to feel. No one knows this better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. Discover Serta's all-new mattress collections. Experience our latest iComfort memory foam sleep system that helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Or put your sleep problems to rest with the newly redesigned Perfect Sleeper. Offers good at participating retailers. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
If you're putting off getting hearing aids because you can't afford them, you're not alone. Just like you, 75% of people who need hearing aids don't get them because they can't afford them. And no one should have to pay thousands of dollars just to hear. That's why we've created the MD Hearing Aid, a revolutionary medical-grade hearing aid that virtually everyone can afford. And you can start your 45-day in-home trial today by calling 1-800-400-1065. MD Hearing Aid is doctor-designed, FDA-registered, and specially tested by audiologists. MD Hearing Aid gives you high-quality hearing aids without the hassle of doctor's visits and expensive and time-consuming fitting appointments, a saving of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid. Don't miss out on this affordable hearing solution. Call now to get your 45-day in-home trial of MD Hearing Aid and enjoy hearing clearly again. Plus, when you call now, you'll get free batteries for a year. Call 1-800-400-1065. That's 1-800-400-1065.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman and Ryan Raphael, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Gives me great pleasure to bring to the, not the microphone, but to his telephone, John Landoff Jr. Yeah. Let me push that button. I didn't push that button. Now I did. How are you, John?
Well, yeah. I mean, I could tell that a certain someone had not pushed the button yet.
That was me. Correct? That would have been me.
No, it's not.
It is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to push the button to put you on the air.
So you're the button pusher, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
That's a button pusher.
That would be me.
You are, right?
What a beautiful... Do you sell more convertibles on a day like today?
You know, we're selling about anything and everything today. We have been very busy, very blessed. It's just like, I love the month of June. I mean, I love every day, every week, but something about the heat and these are beautiful days, and it just makes everyone happy, and they come out and buy cars.
I'll tell you why I love June, because it was in the month of June many years ago that the greatest thing in my life took place, that I married my wife.
Yeah.
Best day of my life.
You are.
No, wait, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of somebody else.
Saved your life.
She saved my life.
Yeah, she saved your life.
How do you figure?
You'd be nothing without her.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, really? I mean, you know, she saved your life. There's no doubt. Hey, Mimi Landoff saved mine many, many, many times. I'm we're equally blessed in that.
I bet you dated a lot.
No. I was in love with one girl as soon as I met her. I told this story today to some of it when Mimi pulled up and she was driving and dropping her sister Kitty, who worked for my dad. And this beautiful blonde looked. She kind of stared me down, Mimi did.
I know the feeling.
And then I talked my dad into hiring her. I had to actually talk my dad into hiring the girl that I would start dating and eventually marry.
Okay, but prior to that, how old were you when you met her?
You know, the weather's beautiful outside.
How old were you? How old were you when you met her?
Boy.
He doesn't want to talk about before.
I am 5 years and 2 months older than Mimi.
Okay, but how old were you when you two met?
Hey, listen, all the inquiry, all the investigative work was done in D.C. today, okay?
We've obviously had a nerve. We touched on.
Mm-hmm. No, Frank.
I don't think she cared if you said I had 30 girlfriends.
Beautiful weather, and the best day of your life is, you know, when you met your wife, you married, and I remember the story. She was walking by, and you were, like, I think, moving furniture.
In
a
furniture delivery truck, that's right.
You were pretty, and you saw her, and you, like, dropped a sofa on your foot, and you went out, and she helped you.
That's
and she
close.
Felt sorry for you, and then the rest is history. She felt sorry for you.
That's close enough.
You know,
yeah.
How do we go from that to asking me? I mean, I can just tell you, it's a beautiful day, it's beautiful weather.
Because you said it's a beautiful day, and in the month of June always reminds me that this was the month many years ago that the greatest thing in the world happened to me, and that's how we got there.
So how did you, where did you take your wife for your anniversary dinner?
Nowhere, we were at home.
You didn't take her out?
No.
What did you buy her?
Nothing. We don't do that.
Nothing?
Nothing. We don't do that.
I guess that's kind of an easy way out.
No, you know what's better? You get her, you get your woman something when she least expects it. See, that's better. It's Tuesday, the 17th of whatever, and you go, hey, I got something for you, and you open it. She didn't see that coming. She didn't expect, they expect Valentine's Day, birthday, Christmas. You do it when they don't expect it. That's what real, the guys who really know how to score, that's what we do.
So do you consider yourself a romantic?
Yes.
A romantic
yes.
guy?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do, but that's private. Nobody would ever know it.
Well, give us an example.
Well, I'll give you a great example. She didn't have an engagement ring, and we never had a honeymoon. We never left town for 5 years, except for me to go away to basic training for the Army. So after 5-6 years, I got her a $700 ring. And then go fast forward up to about 15 years after we were married, and she's been wearing now for 10 years or so, this real cheap, you can see the flaws in it a mile away. And our son, our firstborn, is in the hospital, he's had heart surgery, and she slept on the floor, I think, or something, in the intensive care, and I had and ladies, get the Kleenex out, because you'll cry, this is so romantic, and it's a true story, I had a jeweler go to the room with a black velvet cloth and lay out various diamonds, and he says, your husband says, pick one.
Oh.
Top that. Isn't that a good one? He's crying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you? Oh, yeah, it's a great story.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, he's like he fell asleep.
No, he knows. He knows he can't top it.
You would do the same thing to me, so here, right back at you.
Sure, I would. Of course, I would.
Yeah,
I actually did that.
That's why people just really enjoy the interaction. You beating me up and me just sitting here and taking it. that was a beautiful story, and I know I see the look in your eye when you're looking at your wife. And I mean, it's love. It's love.
No, that's the look. When I look at her like that, that's the look that says essentially, you're not going to have another headache tonight, are you? Yeah. That's the look you're seeing. Now, did you hear what we played earlier from a local television station, the News Bite audio clip? Did you hear it?
No, I'm sorry. I've been busy selling cars, making people happy.
Well, John, you might run commercials on this station. I think you need to hear this. This was last night. It's not been edited. It's not been doctored in any way. Go ahead, Peon.
I wasn't on him, and he grabbed the nearest thing, started beating him off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Started beating him off.
Yeah.
That's your local TV news for you.
Okay. I'm so glad you played that during the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the family.
Because we don't want Londoff advertising money being spent.
For 75 years offering transportation dreams coming true in the St. Louis metropolitan area, and then we're going to play that.
Everything we do is for your good and the good of the dealership.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
What, Dan?
On that same newscast, John, I'll send you a picture of...
This is hard. This is very visual.
Yeah, it's visual, but I'll send you a picture of Andy Banker bending down, talking about this dog and petting the dog, and you can visibly see that this dog is extremely happy.
Aroused.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not an accident. They did that deliberately.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just helping you when you decide, ooh, where should I run my TV commercials? maybe not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's been beautiful weather today.
Now, back to the question. Back to the question. Do you have more people come in interested in convertible? Because I know when it's really horrible and there's snow, people have a tendency to go, maybe we do need a 4x4 or an all-wheel drive. Does that happen in this weather?
Out of almost 700 new vehicles in stock, I want to say that we have, I think, two Corvette convertibles, and we've got about 8 Camaro convertibles, maybe 9.
All right. That's a good
tremendous opportunity for those that want to have the wind blow back in your hair. You know what I mean, Frank?
I know I did that. And they said, what I mean, Frank? Yeah. dig, hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can't have a little bit of fun...
I'm rubbing your glue, but you say bounce off me, sticks on you.
Dan, you just laugh.
He's paid to do that.
He's paid to do that. What, did you like slip him $5 every time he giggles like that?
It's a bonus. Let's call it the laughing bonus.
You know, it's like when your dog does a great trick, you just, give him a little doggy treat.
That's the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we know 20% off. 20% of MSRP right now off of Sonic LTs while they last. We started the month with about 21 or 22. We're down to 12. Get them while they last. 20%. Here's an example. $12,800 for a Sonic LT. The sticker price is $20,240.
That's too much. That's too much.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. 2017 Equinox LTs. Get them while they last. Only $22,374 MSRP, $31,360. Many, many great deals here at Lawn Chevrolet pre-owned department. Tremendous opportunity on the used car side. Charles Gillick, AM into PM.
Charlie, thank
you,
Charlie.
And you're in Silverado today. Just today. Cannot thank you enough.
Thank you, Charles. Were you going to mention Doug and Sarah?
Doug and Sarah? Okay. I'll let you mention Doug and Sarah.
I'm going to read their email.
Awesome email.
It says, "My Frank and I, my wife and I were looking for a car. I dread going to car dealerships. I hear you on Frank Opinion Show. This was to you saying that your place is different. We went there Saturday afternoon and found out you are correct. We dealt with Mike Grakalski. He treated us like royalty. Then Robert, the financing guy, was the best. I have never felt that comfortable buying a car. I just want to thank you. I now understand how you got such a great reputation. I will be back when I need another car. Thanks again, Doug and Sarah." And I sometimes don't know if people want their last name used, so we'll leave it at Doug and Sarah. Thank you, Doug and Sarah. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your business.
You know, you and I, we receive a lot of those emails. So, you know, my email address, lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com. Direct dial phone number, 314-595-6565. I love people. I love talking to people. I love those emails. My response to Doug was, you know, I can't thank you enough. You've made my morning. You made my day. I shared it with Mimi this morning when I let her read it. And I said, you know, I grew up in this business. I'm blessed to grow up in this business. And there were a lot of things that were done back in the 60s and 70s of car selling. I'm like, you know, when I have a chance, you know, I'm going to change it. I'm going to try to change the perception here at Johnny Lund of Chevrolet about having a great time. You should have fun. I'm telling you right now, if you're out and you're buying anything, if you're not having fun, leave. And if you're here at Johnny Lund of Chevrolet and you're not having fun, ask for me, because I will make sure that you're going to have a great time spending your hard-earned dollars. And you should, when you're making the second most important purchase, and that's a car, truck, SUV, newer pre-owned. So, and I know it, and again, this is the truth. The AM and the PM crowd, they're unbelievable. They are. They're just funny, and they have a great time, and they love the show. They do say, like, I'm, you know, sorry. I'm like, why? They said,
we're kind of tired of hearing this.
The way Frank treats you, we're sorry. I'm like, thank you very much. You know, I kind of, you know, give me a little hug. Like, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm all right now. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So I have a therapist because...
It's funny because I have an email here. It's very brief. It just says, Dear Frank, why do you take the, and they use the SH word, that you take from John Londo? Sometimes he's rude to you and puts you down and makes bald comments. Why do you put up with that? I know he's a paying advertiser, but, and then it says, enough is enough.
Who wrote that?
Ura, is that U-R-A? Is that a Russian?
Ura
Shithead. Shithead.
Shithead.
Yeah, Ura Shithead. Thank
knows
you, Ura. Thanks.
Everyone knows how you made that up.
No, I didn't.
What?
You did?
No, it's a real email. Here. Hear it?
Yeah.
It.
Does that sound made up?
Yeah.
I could have sworn if...
I talked to my sister Laura today, and she lives in Florida. It's my story, my turn. Be quiet, okay, Frank?
Sure. Sorry.
No. So did you ever used to say this? Like my sister Laura used to swear. You know, like swear on mom's head or something. Like, what do you mean swear on mom's head?
On mom's head?
You snorted. You just snorted. You just snorted. It's like a timer. If you go if you go too long, you start snorting.
So I'd say hi to Josh, our IT guy here at General on the Chevrolet. Josh, hey. Say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, AM, PM crowd.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Hey, we don't have a lot of time. We should have been off of this segment 5 minutes ago. But how nice to talk to you, Josh.
That's right. He's the best in the West. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24-7-365. Mimi Londoff did text me that I was 23.
Oh.
I had to wait until her 18th birthday to take her out.
Well, we'll let it go because obviously you don't want to talk about the pre-Mimi days.
Frank, give it up.
I'm giving it up right now. Here, I'll show you. Bye. All right, thank you, John. We'll send a bunch of business. I understand that. My wife actually likes hearing about it because she knows I didn't do anything. I was just a southern goober that thought if you stare too long at a girl's breast, you're going to hell. So, you know, I couldn't do anything. John Londoff, you know the dealership. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It's up in North County. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. What's today? Thursday. I had a dental appointment. Monday or Tuesday? I can't remember now. At the Ballast Dental Care. I don't know. That was the blankth trip, like 100th or 90th or whatever it was. But 44 years. So let's just assume in a year here. Let's say you go twice a year. Okay, times 44. So I have been there
twice a year
for 44.
Almost two.
I carry the six.
Almost two times 44.
632,000 times.
32,000 times.
Yeah. No, 632,000.
I'm sure my calculator's broken. I think battery's low.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. 32,000.
Yeah. That's a lot of times. Never minded any of them. Had a little bit of a tiny shot a couple days ago when I was there, and I didn't even know it. I didn't know he gave me a shot until I started feeling that, I can't have it. And I didn't feel it. This is a terrific, in the same way that Londoff will change your whole perception of the car buying process, they'll do that with the dental thing that you're so scared of at Ballast Dental Care. Prove me wrong. Make an appointment. One appointment. Ballast Dental Care. At the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. And before I forget it, tomorrow, Paul Harvey, who's in most every Friday for me, will have Alan Alda.
Harris.
What is it?
Paul Harris.
Paul Harris,
that's right.
Yeah.
He'll have Alan Alda on tomorrow. Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're checking traffic again with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're on southbound Highway 270, what a mess. They cleared that accident that was on the south of Page. You're jammed up at Dorset, and it's going to be slow down through Highway 40. Then it's gridlocked down to north of Highway 44. They're still working with that accident. They do have flatbeds on the scene. Three left lanes are blocked. You have eastbound or northbound 55 jamming up from the ramp of 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. We had a report of a possible accident on westbound Highway 40 just west of Clayton Skinker. It does look all jammed up there. Traffic goes back to Kings Highway. Southbound 170 is now from Ladue down through 40 and eastbound 270 east of McDonald through Lindbergh. And this report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone, get up to $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
The Big 550.
KTRS. Depend on it.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 2.
2-2-6-7-1-5. NMLS number 2-6-7-5-6-7-9-9.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion Edge or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys club into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, we will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get a Collinsville.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. If need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now, that's the gold standard. A full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
Family owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
I have never had to buy windows. I the house we're in, whoever built it, put in these, you know, 80-year windows or something. I'm sure they cost a fortune. Most people, when they replace windows, they're not interested in paying $900 for a window, or that the frame is some special wood that comes from the root of some plant in Indonesia. Nah, I don't care about that. They want a good solid window. They want to keep the heat out in the summer and the cold out in the winter, which is why almost 50,000 homes in just 14 and a half years have chosen Window World as their replacement window, the number one seller in the United States. And they got a great opportunity for you to do this no interest, same as cash thing for 15 months with approved credit, of course. Check that out. You put that down alongside the lifetime warranty that pretty much includes everything, and then the good housekeeping seal of approval. I don't know what more you'd look for in a window, except that fancy frame made from the, you know, wood of that root and that plant in Indonesia. Window World, they're all over the country. We are very fortunate to have a couple of guys that own the Illinois-Missouri side, this part of the country, who not only make sure you get the service and the product you deserve, but they're also very charitable, and I like that. Window World. Want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Scott Sherman, attorney at law, will be in here almost all of the next hour, so stick around.